From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In the 1960s and 70s, if you were in Florida at, say, a doctor's office or a motel, chances are you'd see a painting on the wall of palms arching over the ocean or moonlight on an inlet. Tens of thousands of paintings like that were created by the Highwaymen, a group of African-American artists based in Fort Pierce, Florida. Today, their works are highly sought after. Michelle Obama and Jeb Bush own them. But NPR's Jackie Leiden reports that the Highwaymen's success has created tensions on their home turf concerning race, money, and the meaning of art.
A little white pillar with hand-painted lettering tells you, outside her modest home, what Mary Ann Carroll does and has been doing for decades. Mary A. Carroll, artist. She started here, in her carport.
And I take about 10 boards at a time, and I paint. Sometimes I paint all during the night, and some of the people get up going to work the next morning, I'll still be out there painting.
A tall, formidable 71-year-old who keeps a Bible handy. She's really a highway woman who paints billowing trees that fill the frame.
There's a jacaranda, the lavender one. Golden trumpet tree is yellow. The tabebuia is yellow. And I don't know if it's another, but I think it's three different yellow trees.
Carroll was one of the young African-Americans who started painting in Fort Pierce in the 60s. To this day, she's the only female member of the group. She was young, divorced with seven kids. She'd picked cotton and oranges, mowed lawns, done carpentry. And then one day, she saw a black man painting those beautiful scenes, and her eyes fell on his car.
Flames printed on the side on the fender. Then he looked in the back and showed me he had a painting in there, I guess to prove that he was an artist. And so I said, "Will you show me?" He tacked me up a little 18 by 24 board. And so when I got through, it looked all right, but it was just naked. So what he did, he put two palm trees in it. And I sold the painting. I don't remember where I sold it. I don't remember how much I sold it for.
The paintings were cheap, $25 or less. The Highwaymen had stumbled on something, and they went, by today's standards, viral.
People started going at these paintings like wildfire.
They had no rules, no dues, no organization, nothing.
Gary Monroe is a biographer and historian of the Highwaymen.
It was just sort of the spontaneous combustion of these guys getting together at night and each of them working individually under big trees with light bulbs dangling and beer flowing and barbecues aflame and socializing with young women, knocking out these paintings and framing them and taking them on the road to sell the next morning, 10, 12, 20 at a time. And it seemed to just work magically.
By the time Monroe and others came along in the 90s, the painters had all but stopped. You could find these pictures at yard sales. And Monroe, a yard sale fanatic and documentary photographer, played a leading role in their rediscovery. He published the first book on them in 2001, identifying 26 original painters, 18 of whom are still alive.
Mr. Mangroves.
One of the most prolific is artist James Gibson. We caught up with him in a park where he pulled the paintings out of the back of his Cadillac Escalade.
And this, that's the sunset. You get all the brilliant colors, bright orange, yellow, all. When it get cold, you look at these colors and they warm you up mentally.
Really lovely.
If you want yellow, Gibson will paint it for you in yellow, or blue, or orange. It'll cost you, though. Thousands. Steven Spielberg and Shaquille O'Neal own Gibson paintings, as do many others. But the Highwaymen weren't the first to paint these Indian River vistas, as Gibson himself would say. The first was an artist named A.E. Beanie Backus, born in Fort Pierce in 1906, and at a time when segregation was the norm. Backus opened his home to one and all. He taught the founder of the Highwaymen group and encouraged others, including James Gibson.
Mr. Backus was a famous white artist. At this particular time, his doors open to anybody who is interested in art, black, whatever, white, anybody. And if you're interested, he'll teach you.
The Highwaymen reinvented the Backus landscape, painting with a palette knife, not a brush, on drywall, not canvas, and fast, of course. The Highwaymen would come to Backus himself to get his advice. Mary Ann Carroll.
I went in there one time, and I took a couple of paintings for him to cue him up for me, tell him what was wrong. And he said, "Oh, that's nice, that's nice." But he never told me I need to put a limb here, a piece of grass there, or a bird. He never said anything like that. He just said it was nice, and so I took for granted it was nice.
Back then, they were in different leagues. Backus was considered the dean of the Florida Landscape School and had commissions years ahead. Wealthy patrons, yacht club, banks. The highwaymen hit the tourist trade on US 1. Now, art world demand has them in competition. There are those who say that the highwaymen have overstepped, that it should be Backus's vision that predominates in the old, unblemished Florida landscape of savanna, ocean, and cypress.
Come in, I'll show you something.
All right.
It all goes back to the land. One of Backus's favorite places to paint is a spectacular ranch, virtually unspoiled. Long stretches of grassland, punctuated with islands of shrubs and scruffy pines.
Wow, oh my gosh. But it's just achingly beautiful. This is like a Beanie Backus painting come to life.
My backyard is hard to beat.
86-year-old Bud Alto Adams has a 17,000-acre spread, full of the views Backus loved to paint, from dappled groves to luminous thunderheads.
He was a faithful painter of Florida. He did not invent pink clouds. If you saw a pink cloud, it was really a pink cloud.
Beanie Backus's ashes are scattered on this ranch. He died in 1990.
Beanie was a fixture around Fort Pierce. He was absolutely unselfish and too good to take care of himself, really.
Beanie Backus was addicted to rum, and everyone knew why, to take his mind off the death of his young wife. Some of his most loyal pupils feel the highwaymen have absconded with the master's vision. Jackie Shindahetti was with him on the day he died.
I really do feel strongly that Backus is not better known, and that it is because there is nobody out there shouting his name like the highwaymen.
The highwaymen have lots of followers who enjoy their breezy style, and even though Marianne Carroll paints quickly, she still puts her heart into every canvas.
In my mind, I'm working on a masterpiece. It might just be a drop of water, you never know. But in my mind, I'm working on a masterpiece.
Some of them are really horrible, ugly paintings.
Kathleen Fredericks is the executive director of the Backus Museum and Gallery, one of the major cultural institutions in Fort Pierce.
The highwaymen paintings need their story to carry them forward. Viewed naked, so to speak, the vast majority of people would be taken back. There's a reason that they were viewed as motel art.
Once, as a member of the young Backus Bratz gang, Kathleen Fredericks watched Backus paint. Now she's watching as his legacy is overshadowed by the highwaymen.
They couldn't go out on the Adams Ranch and paint paintings on the Adams Ranch. They'd have been run off and shot. So a lot of those images were conceived of because they came to Backus' studio and they said, oh, Ponciana trees, that look, that he's selling a lot of those. Palm trees, these ranch scenes.
Inflammatory words that hint at a broader divide in Fort Pierce. Not just an art spat, but perhaps vestigial racial tension from Jim Crow to the present. Fort Pierce recognizes the highwaymen, but it doesn't seem to know how to include them. A particular sore point is a monument put up to honor them. The commission went to a white artist from Miami. Again, artist Marianne Carroll.
Well, we had a struggle, and there's still a struggle here in St. Louis County. Kid you not. And like the Bible says, a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown.
A festival the Backus Museum gave the highwaymen devolved into acrimony and accusations. So where is the spirit of tolerance and inclusivity that everyone remembers from Beanie Backus's home studio?
I mean, I can tell you, I love you. You shake your hand and hug your neck. But deep within, am I telling the truth? It's going to show.
Recently, the highwaymen have unified, forming a nonprofit group to protect their interests. They're a business now, and others have eagerly been exploiting the brand. White collectors dominate the market, while the highwaymen travel to art festivals around the state. In other ways, though, the highwaymen have splintered, seemingly more interested in their individual careers. While some, like James Gibson, have opened their own small galleries, others live precariously. As for Marianne Carroll, you can still catch her at the festivals with a brush in her hand, but she's retreated. Her passion now is a tiny church she's created at the edge of town. We asked her to take us there the night of a biblical deluge and couldn't even tell where we were.
And I gotta say, I think we're at a... Mainly these look like storage units.
Actually, it's three storage units, knocked together to make space for her congregation of grands and great-grands. Marianne has painted the room in vibrant colors, and the walls echo as she belts out a verse.
According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to our trust.
God knows the highwaymen don't all tell their story the same way, see it the same way, or paint it in the same hues. But Marianne Carroll says no matter what, she's better off for having been a painter.
I took the bad and reframed it. Yeah. You know, like you take a bad painting and put it in a beautiful frame, it makes a difference.
And that transformation is the story of art and of young black painters who once drove up and down Florida's US 1, selling wet-to-the-touch landscapes out of the trunks of their cars, shining like the American dream. Jackie Leiden, NPR News.
And you can catch the final part of Jackie Leiden's story about the Florida highwaymen painters tomorrow on Morning Edition.